Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Everybody. We finally did it. Welcome to Getting Dug with High. You've been begging for this to happen, and now it has, 2 hours later than we normally go live, but it was worth it. The workaholics are here. All three of them.
Which camera?
Anders and Blake and Adam.
What up?
Hey, what's up?
Guys.
How's it going?
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. We heard the call, and we heeded it.
Yep. And we came driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's that about? We try to send a car for everybody, but you were like, I'm driving myself.
I just love driving stoned. It's like a fun video game.
Yeah. Try to catch me, cops.
That's not what we want people to say.
Oh, yeah, no. No, I don't do that. Obviously, I'm taking my hot air balloon.
Mm-hmm. Do you want some of these drops in your, whatever you're drinking to taste like marijuana?
Sure.
Really?
It just adds.
Does
it
add what just that drop is? A little in
I mean,
there.
I just put some in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you did?
Is yeah, I was interested in to what you
yeah,
were doing.
Yeah, someone left this at my house the other day, and they were super bummed, and I lied and said they didn't. Sorry.
That's some sneaky shit. Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know it was there, and then I was like, I don't think you did, and then I found it, and I was
smell
like,
it. Yeah, smell
I'm
it.
Keeping this.
It's an elixir, huh?
Yeah.
I want to suck some.
Actually.
It changes the taste quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes I'll put it in my water bottle or whatever, but you got to be in the mood for it.
Does it do anything other than change the taste?
A lot of people argue that it gets you pretty high, that it's good. Yeah, I'm not
that's
a huge fan
odd.
Of it. Zach Galifianakis swears by it. That's what he does.
Really? He's worried about his lung.
That's capacity. Why he's not going to be on this show, because we don't want to just watch it show a guy drinking.
Snoozeville. Boring.
He's the worst.
Oh, he is the worst.
If I ever meet him.
You never met him?
No, I don't have friends.
Oh, there's no.
I don't get out
that's
enough, guys.
Sad.
It's true.
Your hair looks cool right now, man. You look disheveled.
I didn't do anything. You know, when you get out of the shower, you look in the mirror, you're like, my hair goes like this, and I part it. Didn't do that today. And I'm naturally curly, but
cool,
I don't want to steal the
look.
Thunder.
Hey, man. Welcome aboard. I'm liking it.
Welcome aboard. Man. I was born first, asshole.
You're real man candy. Jeez. We're big into man candy lately.
Yeah.
I've seen who's the sexiest one. What do you
oh,
think?
Oh, really?
Doug?
You make everyone decide who's the sexiest?
Who's the sexiest?
Oh, out of us three?
Damn it. That's
well,
tough.
For now.
Yeah. Can I spend the whole show thinking about
and
it?
Stay
and at the
tuned,
end,
man,
I'll
man.
Announce who's the sexiest.
I love that.
I'll work on my jawline the entire episode.
I'm going
to
really try to win.
Let me see the other fellas. You know, don't block.
Oh, sorry.
Don't block Blake and Anders. Let's decide what we're going to smoke because we're 2 minutes away from starting to smoke.
Okay.
And we'll start smoking at 6:20 Pacific time. Does anybody know somewhere interesting that it'll be 4:20? Do we look that up? By we, I mean not me.
Pacific
Mercury.
Somewhere.
Let's try to find out.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Has anybody made a cool shirt that's like, it's 4:20 somewhere? It's got to be that, right?
Well, you're making that shirt.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
There should be like a slide rule where like you just do, you know, you slide it and it like puts all the ones that are in the same time zone. And you're like, oh, Albuquerque.
Let's
do it.
Sure. Albuquerque would be, they're just an hour ahead of us right now. So
of course.
I'm okay,
so
sorry. We're going to get technical with them, but he's just saying.
This is
I'm
one of the strangest.
ABQ.
We're usually allowed to be really stupid on these things, but you're
out. We're going to get really stupid is what we're going to do. My alarm's going to go off at 6:19.
It's 4:20 in Patagonia. Baghdad.
4:20 in Baghdad. Let's do this for the troops.
For the troops.
Just spitting everywhere.
That's cool.
All right.
It's
4:19 in Baghdad, you guys.
That's sweet.
So we have a special treat for everybody.
All right.
What? Do you guys use vapor pens very much at all?
Like, sure,
especially for, like, travel and stuff?
Yeah.
We've got... one box has two of them in it. I'm not trying to shaft you guys, so that's for you two.
Oh,
and Adam gets his own for because, you know...
Did you write that?
I did not.
Oh, well.
But somebody wrote it.
Well, that's very sweet. My name is Q. Thank you.
Freaking Q. Wow,
and that is not.
Holy moly.
And that's how you spell it.
This is real.
This is from our friends at pharmajanes.com. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Put that up on the thing because it's hard
Choose
to spell. Pharma Janes. And they sent us three.
Ooh.
Or several for Monarch vaporizers.
You know, and it's got a weight to it that's nice. Not too heavy, but it's not, you know, flimsy, like it's going to break or you're going to lose it.
Well, you even have a slightly different model than Adam and I.
Wow.
Really? Yeah. Supermodel.
You know, some people want a white one because they're, you know, racist and elegant.
Too. Well, that's one of the same.
Yeah. That's what white power is all about.
Elegance.
Yeah. Sophistication.
It's packed, too. This is exciting.
So what you do is you hit it five times.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
like
in succession, and that turns it on.
Okay. There it is.
And then when you just hold it down and mm-hmm. take a hit.
Oh, and it. Oh, listen to that. You can hear it roasting.
Right. 2, 3, 4, 5 There we go.
Yeah.
This is cool. I'm such a lazy stoner, I'll never fill this back up again.
Yeah.
It's real easy to fill, though. You just get these little things that have the juice in it, and you just fill it up, and it supposedly lasts a week.
But then you have to go get the juice. See, that's the issue.
Yeah.
If they could Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm happy to say that Pharma Janes is a medical marijuana delivery service.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. And
are you reading this from somewhere? You can't.
Yeah, it's right here. You can use it to order herbs, edibles, oils, which is what they put in these babies,
really?
And vaporizers online, and they all that stuff to deliver right to your house.
Yeah.
PharmaJanes.com.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's awesome.
These kind of things are great for smoking in public.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I recall a very fun night at Red Robin's with these things. Very good.
Oh, you fucked up a Red Robin.
Yeah, make the burgers better. What's cool is they're like, oh, it, like barely any smoke. There's a lot of smoke happening right now.
Right. This is a disturbing.
Like you're going to get, you're going to get caught up.
You might get yelled at for taking back your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But, you could still step, you know, whatever place you're in, go a little further
Need
away.
Need for Speed,
Need for Speed
album or movie album. What's in this?
The soundtrack is off the hook.
Yeah, you got to watch it for the soundtrack. It's just cars,
and then like a beat kicks in, and then they just use the
Mr. White.
That'd be cool.
It's just him saying Mr. White.
Fuck, sorry, I know different thing.
That was really fun.
You guys get to keep them.
Oh,
freaking! You're the best, Doug.
Well, you know, it's the least I can do. After you came on here and got Doug with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you guys want to do some rips on some of these other instruments of terror that we have here on the table?
Let's rip it.
Are you turning this off?
We got a bunch of
automatic.
It will go off on its own after a period of time. So that's why when you pick it up after it's gone off, you just hit it five times and you're good to go.
2014.
I spent a lot of time with different vapor pens trying to figure them the fuck out. Mm-hmm. And this one really seems simple.
Something about that five.
PharmaJanes.com.
Yes. Thank you.
And Amazon
Prime. I'm willing
Prime
to just be your sidekick.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Oh, see, I didn't hit it five times first, so it was off and said, fuck you. So here we go.
Great. Wow.
I did a real smooth drag.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a nice item there. I'm very, very happy to have them as a sponsor.
Mm.
And let's talk about the strains we have. Let's talk about our strains today, because we have either a sativa or an indica for you to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And what is the difference exactly?
Yeah.
Sativa, that's the go juice. That's the you smoke that and you're ready to take on the day.
That's what some people
that's
say.
A body
yes.
high.
Yeah, you're gonna want to have a lot.
It's
of
just
sex
more up.
Yeah. Okay.
It's think Ed Asner and a house carried away with balloons.
Sure.
By balloons.
Yeah.
And then indica is more like, the most fun way to remember it that I've learned is in the couch.
Yep.
He did it again.
He did it again.
So we've loaded up all these pipes and bongs and bowls with, a Maui Wowie, which is a sativa.
That's sweet.
That's for me. It's energetic and inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
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 Well, you could go on Leafly and write a review, because that's what people do. Is they write in and say things like, "I have built up quite a high tolerance for a while, but this strain made me feel like I haven't smoked in more than a year."
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Holy
this
moly!
Is cool. It's interesting that you can break it down like that.
Yeah.
This strain made me feel like it's been 14 months.
Yeah, it's been a minute
since my last. Yeah.
The last Olympics.
When I took my first hit of this Maui Wowie, I felt immediate elation, very uplifting, like you sat in a rocket.
Whoa.
Right.
So just wildly hot.
Before it takes off.
You're just sweating. Your ass is on fire.
On the verge of exploding. Yeah. So, yeah, so the sativa that I mentioned, the Maui Wowie, that's in every pipe. So if you want to try an indica, we'll have to reload. But for now...
Because we're up. We're
yeah, we are.
And the indica is Cushberry. The indica is Cushberry.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Yeah. I thought that looked familiar.
Which is that a play on Crunchberry, you think?
It's possible.
It's a cross between OG Kush and Blueberry. And they say it's flavorful and mildly sedating.
Okay.
So like we said, this indica really can take its toll. So if you guys have other things to do tonight, are you going to try that baby? Because yeah. I've yet to accomplish a successful...
You just hit it. Like,
I can get massive hits out of it, but I can't ever clear it.
Does that go up?
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that either. Yeah. I'm not going to be the best weed smoker to ever come on here.
That would have been...
You get Snoop on here? Snoop
hasn't done it yet, no. But
he's afraid.
He's certainly... The invitation is there.
Snoop?
I just don't know if he checks his mail.
Yeah. Don't be a bitch.
I don't know if he...
Don't be a bitch about it.
Sure.
Oh, that'll get him on the show. Come on the show, Snoop bitch.
No, it's aggression. Yeah.
That works now.
Real
recognizes real, exactly.
Cut that out that I said that.
Please do. I don't want to be seen on the screen while that's...
Right? No, the dog pound is knocking on your door.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't need them coming by. I have a bit
definitely
of a cold.
The dog pound.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
And that's why I'm not going to smoke out of the same things as you guys, because I don't want you to get my cold. Even though, how's that work? Once you kind of have symptoms, you're not contagious anymore, right?
I think you are.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't buy it. I think that's like a sick person...
Right.
Way
let me
like,
hang out.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Come on, let me make out. We can make out.
Immediately, snot just starts falling down your face.
You can't get sick if I put it in you.
Taste this.
Yeah.
Come on, let's fuck, dude.
My dick won't make you sick.
Oh, okay. My dick won't make you sick. I don't think you understand how AIDS works. Wait, no, I don't know.
But that was good. Do you guys want to try that one?
Same out of all of them?
Or you could pick up anything you want. This is a fun one that's shaped like a microphone. That other one reminds everybody of a veiny penis.
Do two at once.
This we call the Willy Wonka. Yeah, you got lots of options.
Hit from both sides
just
at once.
Pokeable. This is fun. Clean your ash hole.
Yeah.
It's a fun play on words.
Yeah. What you do is, when you're finished with a pipe, we're not finished with any, so I'll clear one out first, but it's a fun...
Has anybody tried a double-decker? Adam, would you do the lighter on it?
And we'll,
if you can succeed. I don't know if
there's
you...
There's just one lighter.
There's only one lighter?
No, we got two lighters. Here we go.
Okay, cool.
Right.
I'd love to.
Want to give it a go?
Like as many lighters as there are guests.
Don't be afraid to suck it.
There we go.
Suck it hard, baby. Suck it hard, I'll pull your hair back.
That's pretty good.
There we
go. Oh. Let's get a screen grab of that.
Nardog comedy.
Turn that into a meme.
Just cough.
Does anybody else have a lighter? Okay. I always survey the table before the show. I can't believe I didn't notice the scarcity of lighters.
Just 11 e-cigs are thrown towards us.
Here we go. There's another one.
Does anyone have a lighter? No, actually, Stephen Dorff told me.
Stephen Dorff.
It is Stephen
Man
Dorff,
Candy.
Right? Yeah, Man Candy. Stephen Dorff.
Man Candy. What was his first movie?
Stephen Dorff.
His first one ever?
Blade?
That's a tricky question.
Yeah. If he came out the gate with Blade, he's
all
legend.
I know is Blade.
And Blade is probably his best.
Yeah,
Somewhere.
Somewhere was off the chain.
Yeah, that's a good
one. That was an interesting movie.
I liked
it. I did not like it the first time, and then...
Wait, what'd you do?
I did not...
I did like it.
Like a long time.
I liked it the first time.
Second time, this is a shitty story. I liked it the second time.
That's an awesome.
It's interesting that you gave it another chance because it really is long scenes of either him watching strippers or his daughter ice skating.
That's what I liked more the second time.
I'm actually the same way.
Crazy how slow it is.
First time I saw it, I didn't like it. Second
me
time,
off.
I did.
Like, pick it up.
And I liked it the first time I saw it. Saw it again, liked it.
Yes,
still liked it.
Yeah,
I was in a weird crank mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not drugs, but the movie crank.
Sure. Sure.
Statham vehicle.
Big Statham.
Never been in a drug crank mode.
That's how a Pokeball works. You go like that, and it clears out your bowl, and you can even clean it out this way.
This
is like a
cleared out. And then the bottom in here is rubber, so none of it sticks. Just pours right out.
Freaking genius.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
It's like a
I turn it around this way because we don't want to give them too much free advertising because they don't sponsor the show.
They don't sponsor the show.
But it's a good item.
Pharma America.
That is amazing. Farmajanes. Like, that is amazing that they have a couple different words there that you could guess different ways to spell it. For a marijuana thing, it should be more. But we'll put it on the screen. Farmajanes.
Yeah. Farmajanes.
Once I get used to saying it, it'll be better. Yeah. But let's do your high history real quick.
Okay.
Sure.
Clearly, you guys get high when you go shirt shopping.
Yeah. That's important. Shopping while high is always great for, like, the choices of your clothes you get. It's just the sizing tends to be wrong sometimes.
Right. Sure. Might be a little loose,
yeah.
Tight, whatever.
Definitely get XL sometimes when I'm looking
for that.
That's
my online shopping. I go the opposite way, though. I'm like, I'm a medium. And then I have a weird fat pocket right here that catches all wonky.
So
that's
when you're like, high, you see pocket. Yourself as this.
Do they sponsor the show? Fatpocket.com? It's just a sad Tumblr of just guys with weird lumps of fat.
Look at my pocket. So you bought that shirt when we got off the boat when we were on the Weezer cruise.
Yeah.
And we went into the Bahamas and you decided to do some shopping.
Some lady asked if I liked Bahama Mamas.
Nice.
And I did, so
who
I was buying whatever.
Not, yeah.
I was buying whatever she was selling,
no,
and luckily
that.
She was selling
Bahama Mamas.
These princesses.
Sweet Bahama Mamas.
Now, these women have children?
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why they're all wearing the sunglasses.
And,
They need all the
shirt advertisement they can get.
This Freeport in the Bahamas was kind of sad. That was a sad place.
It's kind of just a tourist mall that you pull a boat up to.
Yeah, they pull a boat up to it, and it was literally, they're giving us like a tour as we're going to this beach, and they're like, this is my horrible Bahaman accent. This is the third Burger King. And you're like, oh no. All they have is like five Burger Kings.
And they know which ones came in which
the
order.
The third, yeah.
This is the third one we built. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like that we're both
that
pretty
sounds
horrible.
Like I was
Bahaman
like, wow.
accent.
Yeah,
we both were like Indian gentlemen.
We should have an accent off. Are you?
I'm
very,
from the Bahamas.
Adam is
terrible
at
them. Yeah, I rarely even attempt one, but I just did an impression of his bad accent.
Would you attempt
it? It's contagious. Yeah.
We should judge them. I want to see who would win in an accent off.
Okay,
I'll be Simon Cowell.
If we throw Scottish out there,
this idea is making you the least sexy of the three.
I want to see your Scottish so bad, man.
When did you start? When did you start? When was your first time? Or I should say, when was your second time that you smoked weed?
I was like 15.
When it actually worked.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I was 15 and my friends, like, I didn't get that high. I got high.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like, the walls are closing in. And my friends are like, are you feeling it? I'm like, yeah, I think I'm feeling it. And then they like went over by the bush and like picked up an imaginary box. And they're like, okay, like, this is your first time and you're going to do this and you're going to freak out. But just so you know, once I put this box on top of your head. And they just
get me out of this box.
Yeah, totally. But like, I just heard cars driving by the whole time. And I'm like,
I didn't blow out your ears on sound. Usually there's not a lot of yelling on this show.
Yeah.
Very chill. What did you put in this?
What about your first time, Blake?
I think my
second.
I think my first time was definitely back home in Concord, California. Woo. And I was with all of my really close dude friends. I rolled with about a pack of about eight of them. Just us. And
that's how you get real
just
high.
Dudes. No chicks,
one
I don't
bowl,
think.
Eight people.
Yeah.
And pass this around.
I remember them passing it around, and then everybody went out to smoke cigarettes on the patio, and like I was like, okay, well, I just smoked weed. That was cool. And then I started to think that all my friends on the patio were plotting to kick my ass. And these are my friends that I've known my whole life, like since kindergarten. We love each other. We're fucking brothers. And I could have swore they're like, dude, fuck Blake, right?
Yeah, you don't know what weed does to these people.
It's amazing you
criminals.
Ever did it again if it made you that paranoid.
Well, but then I ate a ton of cookies and cream ice cream, like the bucket kind, and I was like, fuck yeah,
you're
this
good.
Rules.
Plastic bucket with like the handle on the top?
Yeah, dude, so much ice cream.
That was the best.
Did you have the hair always?
I had a fro going.
You know what I mean? Like, I have several friends that have super long hair, and but they don't smoke weed. And it's just like, well, you're going to get profiled all the time, dude. Yeah. You might as well be a stoner.
Just also smoke weed.
Yeah, you might as well smoke it if you're going to have the hippie hair.
Yeah.
Anders, what about you?
This would be in Evanston, Illinois, where I came up.
Mm-hmm.
We have a canal going through town, and, like, it's, you know, trenched down beneath all the streets. And me and a few amigos would
worked our way down and like right by the water, and just we smoked out of a pipe.
Nice.
First time.
Was it all three of you, like, or the whole group first time? Like, you made a plan,
it was,
got some, and then smoked it together?
I will say it was EN, it was JL, it was KC, and I think that was it.
And now we have to guess what their names are?
Yeah. Yeah. So now you can just get online.
KL.
Contact your congressman. But I do remember we like went back to
Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner.
That's one.
That's one of them.
Was it?
Yeah. Of course.
Draft Day fame?
Went back to EN's house. Took off all of our clothes. Yeah. And you put them in the dryer, like with a bunch of dryer sheets. And we just watched like Beastie Boys VHSs in our underwear.
Wow.
Waited for our clothes, like, so we go home. And
that sounds magical.
That's cool. We got to go wash our clothes because our mom's going to go to your freaking undershirt.
Yeah, my mom would do that, bro.
Yeah, okay.
She would do that.
Okay, jeez.
In your underwear, though, yeah. All those dudes, that's tight.
That's even weirder to come out with
was
a
like
mom. You're more worried about that than the weed smoke she's smoking.
Yeah, I don't care that you're smoking weed.
Yeah.
Just you're winning the sexiest thing with that story. You have the sexiest high history.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sexy.
Yeah,
thank
if I was into dudes, I would love that.
So he wins? It's not done yet?
It's not done yet.
Okay.
You got the
okay.
whole show. We're gonna have a couple more breaks in the show.
Okay,
commercial breaks. And we'll go to one of those in a second, but then we'll also smoke some more and then talk about lots of other stuff. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You'll be here till like 7 o'clock. Is that cool?
Yeah, sure.
All
right. Love it.
Yeah, does that work for you?
Yeah. Well,
you'll be here till 5 o'clock, Baghdad time.
Yeah.
Bam!
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Hello. Simply put, there are just too many videos on our website. That's why we're going to permanently delete all videos from YouTube and start fresh with Jash. So who is Jash?
Jash! Coming up on Tim's Cook-Off.
I make chili. I'm good at it.
I've been making chili for many, many years. I think I'm a lock. I think there's no way I'm going to lose. First thing I want to do...
Oh, yes, kidney beans. Got it. Yes. I like kidney beans because they're soft and give flavor.
Shut up. You just tell by the sound of her voice, her weak attempts at the English language is a good sign of the lack of intelligence.
Jash.
The Twitter questions are pouring in.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy
got this
moly.
Many of them so
seven.
Far.
Holy
yeah.
Seven strong.
Yeah, I forgot to mention, write to me on Twitter, at Doug Benson, hashtag getting Doug, and ask these guys some questions if you want. And at @ohhey-care wrote, who is most and who is least similar to the characters you play?
I'm the most
on Workaholics.
Because I can't get this to work again.
Five times. Tap it five times.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And it'll light up
there it
saying
perfect.
It's working.
And where'd you
and then
that?
Do it.
It's counting.
Where's that
one,
get that
two,
again?
Three, four, five.
Where's that pen?
I wish I could remember, but they're going to put it on the screen down there.
So the answer is Adam.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the most. I don't know. There's a little bit of those characters in each of us, and then we just take that part of our personalities and amplify it.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And did you guys were cast or you knew each other?
We met in Community College in improv class.
Yeah.
And I met Durs at the Second City. Improv class in
LA, baby.
So you developed it for yourselves and Comedy Central got on board.
We made like 70.
A lot of videos.
A lot of short videos.
Yeah. Right when YouTube kind of came out. And we were like, people actually view this? They didn't. Like 200 people did. Yeah. But we were pretty pumped on them and kept churning them out.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Let's go to a pot topic or
Kate,
two
Indiana.
Or three.
That's for you.
Pat pocket.
And feel free to keep smoking. Let me know if you want to me to load something up with an indica and stay away from this pipe because it's the one I've been using.
Mm-hmm. That's the poison pipe.
Yeah, that's poison pipe.
That
one
hits hard.
Don't fuck with the poison pipe. Pot topic number one. A recent study by the University of Minnesota found that smoking weed may actually provide a certain level of increased brain power.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know why I stared at you after that. Yeah. One. Adam, your thoughts.
What? I thought that was a Twitter question.
What the At fuck? Adam Devine, all caps.
Yeah. Right? It makes you smarter,
right? A recent
right?
study. People send me links to all this kind of shit all the time. But in this case, they say researchers say college-age marijuana smokers actually scored higher on several cognitive function assessments than those who didn't smoke. I wish I knew what cognitive meant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
I think it's when you're stoned and you're trying to act not stoned, like taking a test would make you try to act not stoned. You are thinking extra hard on
right.
it. Yeah, maybe.
So when you're not high, you're just like, yeah, I don't know, man. Why are you making me take this stupid
anxiety.
Test?
Anxiety.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So pot rules and it should be legal.
Yeah. I did better on the I did better on the SATs high than I did not high.
You did?
There you go.
Yeah, we did. I took it twice, not the same exact mm-hmm. one, you know. You know mm-hmm. they have more than one test, I guess.
Sure.
But they're so similar that somehow the number means something.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Like the whole system uh-huh. seems like a scam to me. But
there's so
especially
much money
since
in
how
it.
I
it's
did.
Disgusting.
My math score was the same both times. Shitty, not very good. But then I got 100 or 200, like I got more on the English
verbal?
Portion. The verbal. Huh. It's not really verbal. Yeah. You don't sit there and tell somebody yeah. all your answers. But
that'd
it's called
cool.
math and verbal.
Yeah,
math and verbal.
Math and verbal?
Yeah. I think I know.
I know. I've taken the test.
It's math and verbal.
I got
it's verbal?
Yeah.
Weird.
What's crazy is you probably good. Doubled my score, so.
I got 3 points higher when I took it as what you take when you're like going into your senior year or whatever. 3 points higher my senior year than I did in seventh grade when I took it.
Mm. You took it just for fun?
Because I like killed my state test or whatever they make you take. I like just slayed it for whatever reason.
Crushed.
Yeah, and then they're like, take it again, smart kid. And I took it and it was pretty good. And then all that time later, once I started smoking pot. Really?
There it is.
Oh, you're blaming?
Really?
So are you talking about PSAT and then SAT?
No, just the SAT.
You took
or the
ACT. ACT.
Yeah.
I don't think I took any of them, and I think it's because of these conversations. I'm like, S-T-S-A-S.
No,
I don't know.
Just acronyms.
I can't. I'm just
going
to go to Orange Coast Community College, all right?
Come on in.
All right?
Come on in, Blake.
Come on in. Give us your $18 a credit.
An article in
Go Pirates.
Policy Mike reported today that 3 more states are on the verge of legalizing medical marijuana. Yeah, and they are Florida, Maryland, and Utah.
Mm. Utah, huh?
I'd like all 3 of those. I mean, I really want Florida to do it because I love the weather.
Sure.
But there's a lot of crazy people in Florida who are going to be.
That's 3 wild states.
It could be extra nutty in Florida it's legalized. But also maybe it'll chill them the fuck out.
Yeah, it's going to be the
You might not need stand your ground laws if you're high.
People that smoke weed regardless if it's legal or not.
Right. It's happening anyway.
Mm. Yeah, it's
everyone in Florida is fucking high already.
I don't know. We're in California.
Dude,
what about like some states?
I mean, I'm from another state. I'm from Nebraska, and I'm telling you they smoke weed there too.
Yeah. I tour a lot, and after every show, there's plenty of people to smoke me out.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's
not a California
specific.
But it's
you know, super easy out here, though. It's like everybody's got weed.
Also, there's certain cities that have decriminalized it more than the whole state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and California,
Albuquerque,
the whole state of California. Thanks, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He quietly signed a thing on his way out. That it's
it wasn't that quick. He's like
he did
he
make his
sign.
He had to make his signing
quietly,
but he did it before everybody got there in the morning or something.
Yeah,
and he wrote it out.
He just has a guy dictating it. Just okay. I think that means
And he came up with
weed's cool.
That it's just $100 fine if you get caught with an ounce or less.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You ever have an ounce on you?
Yeah, right.
If you're going home from the place or whatever, the dispensary.
Yeah, that's what Nebraska's like, too.
Or if you're having it delivered to you by Pharma Janes.
Wee-wee.com. I love that place.
But Utah, I'm down with every state that wants to come on board. I'll do more shows there.
You're super down with Utah?
I enjoy Utah. Like
I've been there one time.
We went
there together, and
we went there for.
You had to pay to get into the bar, like any bar. You had to pay.
Yeah, they have like a cover downtown because it's a college town. They're on there, then they can get away with it.
Oh, I thought it was like a statewide thing where they're like, we hate booze here.
I think it's just that street. Wait, what are we talking about now?
Utah.
Salt Lake City. You're like, I thought we were talking Amsterdam.
I said Idaho. Boise earlier, yeah. No. I was thinking Idaho the whole time.
Utah's cool, though. Salt Lake City, I've never been asked to pay to get into a bar there, but maybe I wasn't in the right neighborhood. But I'm playing there on April 17th, as a matter of fact.
Where at? Whereabouts?
Wise Guys. Good club.
Sure.
Yeah. No, it's fun. Maryland, I haven't spent much time in Maryland, but like I said, I'll go to all these places if they go ahead and fully legalize it.
Have you done shows in Denver since?
I have not. Not since January 1. I've done it since they voted it in.
Oh, okay. Well,
but as I always say, Denver has felt like it was legal for more than a decade. Because every time I'm there, people are just like, it's crazy how open they are about it.
It's beautiful.
It's crazy slash beautiful, starring Kirsten Dunst.
It's American.
It is.
It is American.
Did you see that one, Daniel?
Durs is running for
Guys, I should just announce here, I'm running for Congress.
This is where he's making the announcement.
City councilman, dude.
I'd vote for you, dude.
What's your Twitter name again?
Thank you.
Durs88?
Durs808.
808. Because you're from the 808?
I'm not from the 808.
How'd you come up with that?
The bass drum.
It's about the bass drum.
Oh, okay.
Just like
Kesha mentions that in one of her songs.
Yeah, I'm a big Kesha fan. Kesha 808 was taken, so I was like, I guess I'll use my fucking drum.
You mean K-E dollar sign H-A?
Yeah. Correct.
Kesha 808.
That's where it comes from.
Kesha.
And then
it's a number that like keeps popping up, you know, like if you make something yours, then you start seeing it more or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like I went to Hawaii and I'm like, oh, 808. And like if I ever look at my watch, it's like for whatever reason, 808 in the morning or evening.
It's following me.
It is following me.
Dude,
but it's soft.
Remember that movie? What was it with Jim Carrey? Like the number 23 or something?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was 23. Good pull, Stoner.
I think it was the number 23.
Yeah, Michael Jordan's number. It sticks with you.
And just like,
those movies with numbers in the title.
Was it 23?
Forget.
Anybody on that?
Was it 571?
Yeah,
was that one?
It was 23. We're getting one.
I think it's 23.
Nobody else saw it.
I remember like loving that movie, kind of being like, "Whoa!"
I think that's what made me dislike Jim Carrey. Right. I like love Jim Carrey so much.
That was kind of a turning point. Nicolas Cage in this?
Yeah, I'm like, Jim, just be funny. You've lost your mind. You're scribbling 23 everywhere.
Truman Show and then The Majestic. Like, he just suddenly was like trying to get awards.
Yeah.
Andy Kaufman, all that stuff.
Yeah. Don't try to get awards.
Yeah. No. Don't do it. Look what happened to Kevin Spacey when he did that. K-Pax and the shipping news. That's what happened.
Oh, my gosh. K-Pax rules.
You love K-Pax?
Dude, wasn't it? It was Lebowski, right? What's his name?
Jeff Bridges?
Yeah, he was the space alien, and wasn't that the whole thing?
Kevin Spacey. That was Starman.
It's Kevin Spacey.
Starman John Carpenter.
Hang on a second. Awesome. No. K-Pax was about a dude who, like, seemed like he was from space, but he was, like, a mental patient.
I think that was Kevin Spacey, and Jeff Bridges might have been the regular doctor guy.
Right.
The doctor.
Okay.
Maybe I had it switched.
Maybe.
Would have been way better. They should have neighborsed it. Mm-hmm.
Remake K-Pax, switch the roles, I'd watch it again.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about this new Neighbors movie? I don't like when names get taken. Like, can you imagine like a few years from now somebody's just like, we're making a thing called Workaholics? It's like, no, the name is taken. It did?
Yeah, well, no. Just look around on cable. You'll see some stuff that you're like, okay.
Shots fired.
That's what we're doing. Okay.
Shots fired, Shark Week.
Yeah.
We know what you're doing.
Shark Week is a ripoff of Workaholics?
Yeah, Workaholics. Weirdly so, right?
Very strange.
I keep looking at this camera, and they're not on, are they?
No, that's you look at the home viewer over on that one, if you want. This is mine over here.
That's cool.
I think we've been neglecting our smoking here. People are probably going crazy on the message boards. Yeah. You're not smoking enough.
Okay, all right, you come in here and you smoke some of this stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five.
That's yours.
I think it hadn't shut off yet. How long do you think it goes between shutoffs? Nobody in here knows.
Damn.
Did I hear 15 minutes?
I love that crackle.
I may or may not have heard 15 minutes.
No idea.
Zero idea is what I actually
heard. I like the calling off to get information
stuff. Yeah, it's fun.
We'll find out for next year. It's the best thing about having a show is just looking off and asking them random questions and then getting really solid.
I don't know.
Solid.
Yeah.
Not familiar with what you're talking about. There's no thread to your conversation. You're just saying words.
They just respond. You should look that up later.
Yeah.
instead of going on and on about it. Let's do the pot quiz hop shot. This is where we...
Was that you?
That wasn't me. That was James Adomian.
Okay, yeah. Damn.
He did that. Yeah, he just did that one episode, and I said that should be the sting for the for this bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Adomian.
Yeah. And
he's tight.
I think we started this game on another show with some other guests, but you know, it can move forward quite easily because there's so many movies. Mm-hmm. It's about movies. What I'll do is I'll go. I'll take turns. I'll start with Adam and I'll ask him one, and then
it's about movies.
You guys can jump in if you know the answer. The question is: I name a movie, you tell me if it has a pot smoking scene in it or not.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And the first one is Billy Madison.
Yeah.
Does that have a scene where people are seen smoking pot?
I want to say yes. Or were they crushing beers when they had the bag of shit and they put it on the person's doorstep?
Can we ask what the movie was rated?
Oh. Let's ask. What's Billy Madison rated? I'm pretty sure. I think it was R.
For good TV, you draw.
I think it was R.
It's PG-13.
I think he came out of the gate with an R. I think that one was dirtier than his subsequent.
PG-13, damn it!
I can't remember it exactly. I don't think. I want to say no.
Answer's no. Billy hallucinates seeing a penguin, but there's no marijuana involved.
You're my family.
That's why I thought it was rated R, because what movie with penguins in it is not rated R?
Yeah. He was just... Mm-hmm. Well, that was the weird part.
That's
is
a standard
he
thing.
Didn't smoke weed, but he would crush beers and see penguins.
Remember the penguin Budweiser penguins commercial? That would be like, the call is coming from your house. And he's like, doobie doobie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if Sandler started that.
Probably.
I think they took it from that.
Yeah, give it up to the Sandman.
Sorry, that was a deep cut. They used to play that commercial all the time, like during hockey games, I thought.
Sharks.
Go, Sharks.
Ready, Blake?
Nope. Yes.
Apocalypse Now.
Oh,
you've
I
watched
just
that
watched,
high a few times.
I've never seen it. I just watched Platoon just yesterday for the first time.
Different movie, though.
I so know.
People right, love it you. when doesn't he smoke through a shotgun in Platoon?
Yeah, it's sick. That movie was cool. It made me really want to see Apocalypse Now
is so much better than Platoon to me.
Dude, it sounds...
Platoon I haven't revisited, but I've seen Apocalypse Now a bunch of times.
Platoon kind of holds up. Apocalypse Now is like...
Apocalypse Now is where they're cruising down the river and...
Upriver.
Upriver.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Just I didn't want
with
to get
Lawrence
you know.
Fishburne.
Yeah.
15-year-old Lawrence
Larry.
Fishburne. Larry. Sir Larry, he was known at the time as. So what do you think? So you haven't seen it?
I haven't.
You still have to check it out.
But is there a weed?
It's a particularly good movie to watch high because it doesn't seem to care that much about the audience and their expectations. Like it's really, it's almost like his daughter's movie Somewhere.
Yeah.
Like the scene where the... where they have the girls from Playboy dancing for the troops, and they come in a helicopter and all that. It goes on for a while, and the story's not moving forward at all. You know, it's just like, oh, this is what happens sometimes. They'll bring in some hot girls.
Sometimes
the troops
hot
go, wee!
Chicks dance.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a great part of the movie.
I love that.
The answer
that is a great part
is yes.
Yeah,
because then they're like cruising on the boat and they're shooting.
Chef and Lance share a joint.
Yeah, and he goes crazy. He's up at the front, like. Wah!
I bet that was really good weed.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I bet Lance had
dangerous
the
weed.
Stash.
Yeah, and he's just like.
I think weed is better than it was in the 70s
because of science and
shit.
Yeah,
but science thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it
that
comes
weed had like
it,
the ghosts of dead soldiers like mixing in the soil and stuff.
Oh, we got a shaman. He is a shaman.
There was some shit going on.
See, I guess
with
I don't believe
weed.
In that.
Adam's a doctor.
Yeah, I'm more of a doctor.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I'm a spiritual.
Science versus spirituality over here.
I'm very here.
I don't, you know, I try not to interrupt. Durs!
Hi.
For the tie. Because Adam got his right.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so you'll tie it up if you get this. The girl with the dragon tattoo. That's how it's pronounced. Tattoo.
Doom, doom.
Are you punching
that's
in?
That's a tough one.
Yeah. So, no.
That's doom, a long doom. Movie, and once you've watched it, all you remember is,
American doom, or Danish version?
Ooh.
Doom, doom. Oh!
Or
we'll
book
be back.
Version.
Where's Annie?
Or fan
it doesn't say,
version.
But I bet you that it's doom, the same doom. In both.
Your lights have to do like...
I know. I'm waiting for the...
Yeah.
Doom, doom. The American.
American.
You should get a point just for knowing that.
I mean, she smoked a fool with a gun, didn't she?
Yeah.
No, there's no weed smoking scene in
that's correct.
The movie.
Oh, wow.
Just tobacco cigarettes.
Yeah. And a lot. And a lot. A lot of cigarettes,
but no weed.
Never saw it. I would have been screwed.
That movie's
intense. Shit. Maybe everyone would have settled down and not done all those terrible things if they just smoked weed.
I get a lot of
life lessons.
Tweets, because in the book there's a person with my name, like, exactly. And then it's just like screenshots.
Anders Holm?
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's We're out insane. There, guys.
Really? We'll be right back.
Jazz. You can dance.
All right.
You can dance.
All right.
You can move it.
Okay.
Mama, move it.
All right.
It's the sad age.
Welcome back. We were discussing literature during the break and how much we all avoid it.
Mm-hmm. About those books.
But we got did you guys read any Girl with the Dragon Tattoo books?
No.
No.
I didn't even see the movie. Yeah. I didn't even know.
I don't want to read or watch rape.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it's about?
This one you do.
Oh, you want to watch this one?
Yeah, because then there's revenge rape.
Oh. The best.
Spoiler! Whoa.
Are you blowing it?
I need that spoiler. Now maybe I kind of want to watch it.
Is that a spoiler or is that a...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that a springboard?
That entices me.
Yeah, right?
Get you in the
theater. You just moved a lot of units.
I've been working for the... The people trilogy?
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
For the trilogy for a little while.
I thought it was like...
Guerrilla marketing.
A Limp Bizkit, like, autobiography or something.
Why didn't you see it?
Yeah.
How did you not see that?
Well, then why weren't you first?
Why weren't you all over it?
Yeah.
Did anybody hit that bong right there?
That's all you, man.
No. I mean, I will, but just want to make sure everything gets...
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you've been... There's people that work on the show that whenever we leave, they come and smoke it after the show's over, and you know, I try to leave them as little as possible.
Yeah. Good call.
Good call.
Those fucking weed trolls. new episodes of Workaholics. New episodes Wednesdays, 10 o'clock on Comedy Central.
Yeah,
that's tonight, right?
Yeah, there's one like happening right now.
Is Broad City after you guys? In.
It is.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy the Broad City girls? They came on here.
Yeah.
They did.
I watch them every week.
I love those girls. So that's great that you guys are like an hour of solid, amazing comedy. I mean, you know, Comedy Central takes them good 10, 15 years to accomplish that.
No, they're great.
Slow build.
They're great.
Yeah. No, they're the best.
There was a Daily Show with Colbert about, you know, how many years ago was that?
Yeah.
And now, Workaholics in Broad City. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good job, Comedy Central.
We are the saviors of the network.
Key and Peele,
a lot of people say
funny.
That.
No, they're amazing. Yeah, they're really
funny.
They've got a lot of funny shows. I'm just talking about, it's just funny that a network doesn't really... They don't even have, like, a night, really. It's you guys in Broad City and then Corky Romano or whatever.
Well,
Lord willing.
You guys want some cookies? That was always the heater line.
Man, I wish they played more Corky.
Are you guys
going to
be the three contestants on At Midnight at some point?
I don't know.
Maybe.
That's a gimme. That should just happen.
I'm not as good. I'm not as quick as you. You're lightning fast on there.
Just say shit and, you know,
you're trying to get
laugh.
Some points. Yeah. Points.
Oh, good one. Points.
Oh, points.
That's pretty
good. You sound really Irish. Points. That's my horrible Irish impression.
Yeah. I'm doing stand-up Monday, this coming Monday, at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, and then I'll be at the Fete Ballroom in Providence, Rhode Island on May 30th. All my dates are at douglovesmovies.com. Do you guys all feel sufficiently high right now?
Feel pretty high.
Everybody's pretty high.
I'm just wondering if I feel sexier than they do.
Yeah.
I think this next segment is going to decide it. It's going to be which one of you reacts the best.
Shit.
Because right now, even though you're all very high, we're going to make you watch a magic trick.
Okay. I thought he was going to be like, I'm going to throw water in your face.
No.
I hope David Blaine appears.
I don't know what he's going to do in the trick. It might involve water in your face.
Hey, guys.
Sure, we'll save it for one cam.
How's it going?
Good.
Blake, you mind helping me with this first part?
Sure.
All right, pick a card, any card.
Uh-huh.
Standard procedure.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure. Like, I just stop you?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to take it out.
Yeah.
All right, show it to this camera over here.
This one right here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yeah.
All right, place it back on this pile anytime you want.
Okay. This dude's not real.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm going to do, actually, is I'm going to try and get
great
your card.
Great backdrop for a magic trick. Cough! I'm cough!
Going to try and get your card high to try and find it.
Okay.
Okay. If it raises, I'm going to punch you in the mouth. If it just starts levitating.
Comes out of his mouth right now?
I won't turn violent.
I would love to see that happen. Hey, all Buddha, right. Bless that shit.
I don't know if you guys see this, but one card.
Okay, yeah, that card
turned green.
Dude, met the Method Man of cards.
The Three of Spades.
Whoa.
What?
All right, it's not quite over yet, though. Blake, do you mind putting your hand out for me? All right, I'm going to take that card, place it there, put your other hand on top of it. Adam, I'm going to have you tell me when to stop anytime you want.
All right. Stop.
Okay, right there. Take a look at that card. Mm-hmm. I'll show it to the camera.
Yeah.
Got it?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, we got it. Do you got
so,
it?
Sam, so another method. Yeah. I'm gonna get this card high as well.
Holy shit!
Fire hazard.
Let's see if that...
Well, that was... Well,
don't set my shit on fire.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Is that a joint? What
one
kind
card
of weed is that?
One card only.
Yeah, actually, exploding.
Wait, do you guys see a green card?
I don't see any green card.
I think your card actually got so high that it thinks that it's Blake's card.
What was that?
Why don't you turn that one over?
Mm-mm. Whoa! That's weird, bro. That's weird.
Get out of here with that.
How'd that happen, man?
Take that from here.
How'd that happen, man? I had
there's
that.
There's some
I
things you can't explain. Remember that time I met
you? Did
you
do it? Did you pull it out?
I got it.
You guys are in on it, man.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I met you?
It was in my hands. It passed through my body. That's bad juju or something.
That's good juju. We got it right. That's the good juju.
It's good juju.
Yeah, you like that juju.
You let magic course through me. That's bad.
Yeah.
I met you, and there was a guy on the balcony of the hotel dressed like you, waving at you.
Oh, yeah.
That was weird.
That was super weird.
Very
all right,
weird.
Well, thank you guys for being here and for watching that magic trick, and... I gotta say, I decided to leave it to the magic trick part of the show to be the determining factor who's the sexiest, and I have to say that you know thank that you. Trick could he couldn't have done that trick without Blake.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. He couldn't have gotten. He had to get together with Blake ahead of time and work it all out.
That sounds pretty stupid.
Like a sneaky magician, and then you had to pretend to be really impressed by it.
You're accusing me now?
Yeah. Oh, I'm accusing you of being the sexiest.
Oh! Wait.
Take it. Take
whoa!
It.
Wouldn't that be even crazier? Sexiest.
It says sexiest. Well, that's where he blew it. That wasn't very magical, was it?
Thanks, man.
All right. See them at Workaholics next Wednesday. And see me right here at this at a regular time, 4:15 Pacific Standard Time. See you next Wednesday.